My giving was predominantly, because we've always done more than that, but predominantly that, quote, tenth kind of thing was always given to that ministry. Why? Because the way to say that properly is that your giving should be to who and what you are a part of. See, even though during that time I may not have been, quote, being taught from this, quote, pastor, he still was the pastor of this church. He was doing wonderful things, and I was very grateful to be a part of what was going on. And so my giving was to him, not necessarily because he was teaching me, but because he was leading the people, and I was one of the people, okay? And good stuff was happening. So I had no problem with that. So let's tweak that. Let's change it over. You give to who and what you're a part of. Now let's add one more word in there, okay? Be a blessing to who and what you are a part of, because that's the whole purpose of this thing. We're going to walk through probably more deeply. Goodness gracious, if I'll hurry. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. So let's go ahead and go there. Beginning in the 6th verse. That's where we've got the thing about the one, know this, the one who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer, right? If you put out a little bit of seed, what do you expect to get back? A little bit of harvest, yeah. And then we read it this way. And the one who sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully, right? Curious thing. The word there is eulogia. Eulogia, good speaking. It's blessing. That's the word translated the majority of the time, blessing. In fact, in the King James, it's translated bountifully 2 times. Guess where? He who sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. All of the other times, which is, I don't remember the number exactly. I think it's like 40 times. The word is used blessing. It's blessing. And before that, it's epi. So it's upon blessing. The one who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. And the one who sows upon blessing will reap upon blessings. That's literally what that says. Is that cool or what? Because there's two sides to that too. What we've been discussing about giving, not to get a blessing, but giving to be a blessing. It is upon blessing that you're giving. You're not sowing sparingly. You're sowing blessing people. And then the second part of that is, literally the word is to speak good, right? You should be, what did I say? You should not just, quote, give. You should be blessing that giving. You should be looking before God and say, this is important. And I know you know this, okay? But be encouraged, okay? Father, you gave this. This is from you. Everything good comes out from you. And I'm acknowledging you in my life and in what I'm doing here. And this is why I'm giving. And, you know, as the board, as we pray over the giving every month that goes out from this ministry to other ministries, we say that. Thank you, first of all, gratitude. Thank you for the knowledge of your economy, how your kingdom functions. And thank you for these people that we're giving to. We bless them in what they do. And thank you for all of the people who are involved in this, because it comes back to them too. We're blessing everybody, right? You, upon blessing, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows upon blessing will reap upon blessings. That's fun, okay? As it is written, Seventh verse. Here's the thing. This is special, okay? Let every man give as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. And there are a lot of people out there, a lot of the churches out there, a lot of denominations out there. That I've actually known of churches that want you to fill out a form that tells what your income is so they know that you're going to give a tenth to the church so they can set their budget up. It happens, okay? Been there. So this says, let every man give as he purposes in his heart. And again, in hurrying too much, you have to go back and set this up a little bit. In the ninth chapter, Paul is reminding the people at Corinth of what he has promised to go to the people in Jerusalem because of a famine, okay? So he was taking up this money to go give the stuff, wasn't money mostly, to go give to these to the church at Jerusalem, right? So, yes, it's a little bit of a special thing, and yes, it's not necessarily day-to-day for us to look at, but just like we saw with Abraham, you can see the design of what God's doing. You can see how God designed this idea of giving. And even though it's a special kind of situation, you can see out from Paul how he dealt with the Gentiles in all of the churches. And you can see where he's coming from. So he said, let every man give as he purposes in his heart to give, so let him give. Okay, first of all, he said, let every man give. As he purposes in his heart to give, so let him give. So, yeah, you should, and you have to be the one to decide what it is, because God loves a cheerful giver. He should give not grudgingly. When you look up that word, it literally means with regret. Do you know people who give with regret? Like they gave it, but then after they gave it, they ain't happy about the fact that they gave it because they don't have it no more, right? That's what that picture is. Nor of compulsion. That would be the same thing as a law. You have to. You're not giving out of a joyful heart. You're not giving to be a blessing. You're giving because you have to give. And Paul said, God's really not pleased with that. You know, you shouldn't give grudgingly. That's the same thing as covetous. You give it to them, now it's theirs, right? But you still want it. That's the same thing as covetous. Okay? And then compulsion, somebody made you do it. You didn't do it because you loved. So there's no faith, there's no love